Great week so far. I'm going to be sipping my free coffee I got from the Starbucks. Tastes so good. It's a vanilla hazelnut latte. So I'm sure that's loaded with goodness and non-sweeteners. But that's what's getting me up and going this morning. Running a little bit late. Life, it happens. All the time until it doesn't. But anyways, so this week I wanted to talk about the subject fitness for life, or F to the three. I don't know if that's cubed or not. Definitely know it's not a square. Let's go F cubed. And so kind of big things I want to cover in this, there's kind of three areas. Why being one and done, kind of just starting out in fitness and then stopping and then stopping isn't good. It's not necessarily great for you. Why fitness in the most part equals longer life, better life. And then what does this kind of look like? What does this fitness for life actually kind of look like in practice? So the first one is a lot of the times people will get started into fitness on a whim. They'll go ham for a couple weeks. They'll change everything. Working out 4 or 5 days a week, and doing this for a month and then stopping. And this isn't great. There's still actually a lot of stress put on the body. You're essentially asking, going from a sedentary state to asking it to be able to manage all this high stress. And the difference between a trained person and untrained is their body is used to this kind of stress. They're, it knows how to adapt to it, knows how to respond to it, and it's prepared for it versus somebody else that might be coming in. That's new to fitness, and they might have other factors, stress factors in their life they're dealing with. This can be an added stress. And what could end up happening is burnout, feeling run down, sickness, especially if you start stretching that out over a couple of months. And so that's why a slow, gradual approach, especially in the beginning, is much better. Especially when we look at these folks that are in really good shape, and we assumed they did it through working out 5 or 6 days a week, going for 2 hours at the gym, or whatever. And it's not always the case. Most successful people pick a regimen that they can do for a long period of time, and that's how they stay in such great shape, is because they are doing something that is manageable for their lifestyle. And that may be 4 times a week or five, or that may just be a couple times a week, or staying active daily. So picking something that you can maintain. It's not just I'm on it, I'm off it. Fitness should be for life. And the reason for that is people that are in better shape, have better heart health, we know have longer lives. They're less likely for heart disease, less likely for stress, which is the biggest factor of what's going to kill you, is stress. That can lead to a bunch of other subjects and parts of your life, but working out, being strong, whatever that is, because it's very relative, but being strong, having a healthy heart, being able to recover does lead to a better life, a longer life in a lot of cases, and if anything, a better, more active life, meaning I'm able to do more things. I'm able to walk, run, not have back pain, not have hip pain or shoulder pain, but be able to take life for the fullest. And that is really why you should be working out most of the time. Now, there's reasons why you might not be. But, and then what does this look like? How to do fitness for life? How do you do the F to the three for long periods of time? Kind of talked about before. Pick a manageable routine. Try not to have it all or none. You should have a baseline of fitness, meaning a level that you could run 365 days of the year, and then add in some hills, some little sprints here and there that are a little bit more intense. And that's really what you need. So you find a goal you really want to push towards. Okay, we'll push towards that for a couple months, and then we're going back to that baseline healthy lifestyle. So it's not this I'm doing nothing. I'm doing everything, and then I crash back below baseline, and then so you're almost looking like an EKG graph, spikes and valleys, spikes and valleys. You want something steady. One, this allows for better de-stress of the body. It allows for something that can become a habit, become a routine that you can stick to long-term. That is what we're looking for. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them down below. Find that routine, find that thing, that level of fitness that you can sustain for the long haul. And as always, please check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com. And I'll see you guys next week.